The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Friday. It is a beautiful, beautiful weekend coming up. This is the anticipation weekend, the waiting weekend, on the tip of the seats weekend until we start cranking along on a busy Diamond Lane type of week coming up, leading up to the Kentucky Derby 1 week from tomorrow. We welcome you to the show. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex here on the Las Vegas Strip. And, of course, the South Point Studios Network at YouTube. Just go to YouTube, click it on. You can see and hear us on the Race Day Show. And, of course, all other of our platforms as well. Our radio station anchor here, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, and the websites racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android apps with the KSHP app that you can hear us, and the YouTube app that you can hear and see us, and of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program on this Friday. 1 week from today, we will be holding our annual Kentucky Derby seminar right here at the South Point, adjacent to the Racebook here and the Grand View Lounge. The Grand View Lounge will be hosting that at 6 o'clock 1 week from today, featuring Jonathan Hardoon coming in from the East Coast, John Lendo from the West Coast, and of course, I'll be here to air traffic control these guys on our annual Kentucky Derby seminar. We'll go over the Derby as well as going over the Kentucky Oaks card, which is 1 week from today as well. The Kentucky Oaks card, of course, will be held next Friday. And as soon as that's over and racing on the West Coast is over, we'll start with the seminar at 6 o'clock. And, of course, the next day we'll be doing the viewing party, the Kentucky Derby viewing party in the big grand ballroom upstairs where they have the big screen TVs, the big banquet tables, food and beverage discounts, and a hat contest as well that you can win some money. In several categories that include the best horse theme, the best fascinator or fedora, and of course, the best overall as well. Going to have a lot of fun doing that. And of course, 1 week from today, we'll be talking about the great Kentucky Derby special that we had on this very network the night before, because coming up on Thursday now, this coming Thursday, we'll be having a special Kentucky Derby, Kentucky Oaks special show that will be here from the South Point Studios and only on the YouTube South Point Studios Network. Make sure that you don't think that it's going to be simulcast on all the other simulcast platforms that we have on our daily shows. This will be only on the YouTube South Point Studios Network. 3 o'clock, 3 p.m. Pacific time, coming up on Thursday, featuring Jonathan Hardoon, John Lendo, and some other handicappers that we'll have on our show as well, going over the Kentucky Oaks Day card, because that will be the day before, and of course, previewing the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Derby seminar a week from today. So, all of that stuff there is free of charge, free including parking your car. All that we say, we just gave you all of that information. All of that is free here at the South Point because they want to celebrate the Kentucky Derby with the horse players. And we invite you to come along and spend it with us here at the South Point. Talking about the Kentucky Derby, one of the big favorites for the Kentucky Derby, Fierceness, worked out this morning at Churchill Downs. You ready for this time? Half mile in 48.80 seconds. 48.80. He's getting sharp and ready to go. Fierceness, of course, one of the favorites for the Kentucky Derby. And, of course, Sierra Leone is one of the other favorites. Most of the Kentucky Derby horses will be going through final workouts, their final workouts, the workouts. Now, look, they'll continue to walk and gallop and all that. Maybe some of them even at a two-minute clip. But the big final workouts are coming up for the Kentucky Derby contestants, the Kentucky Derby horses, over this weekend, starting today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Now, don't forget, they're going to be drawing for the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Oaks. They're going to draw for those fields tomorrow on opening day at Churchill Downs. Churchill Downs will open up tomorrow, 3 o'clock post-time Pacific time. It's a twilight card, 6 p.m., of course, on the East Coast. And between races, they're going to draw for the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Oaks. So we will have exactly the post positions, who's in and who's out at the moment. But we get when we get on the air 1 week this coming Sunday. Tomorrow, they're going to do the draw. Sunday, we'll figure out who's in, who's out, and all that good stuff in the post positions as we start in earnest our handicapping for the Kentucky Derby. And don't forget that the Daily Racing Form Kentucky Derby Advance Edition that will have not only the Kentucky Derby itself, but all of the other stakes races on Kentucky Derby Saturday, a full card advance for Churchill Downs next Saturday, not this coming Saturday, but next Saturday, Derby Day, will be in the on the newsstands where you get your racing forms, of course, here in the race book. Wherever you get your racing forms will be there Tuesday morning. So we're getting pretty excited about all this stuff happening for the Kentucky Derby. Fierceness, wow, 48.80. Can't wait to see some of the other workouts coming up over the weekend. Don't forget, Churchill Downs, as I say, opens tomorrow. Of course, Keeneland will close today. Today's closing day at Keeneland. Woodbine Racetrack will start a 129-day meeting coming up also on tomorrow, Saturday. So you got Churchill and Woodbine opening. And, of course, as I say, Keeneland will close today. Now, you know, we had that big several-day carryover in the Pick Six at Keeneland yesterday. And we were talking about if somehow it escaped a winner yesterday, it would have carried over to today with a mandatory payoff, because today is mandatory payoff at Keeneland. All the pools are going to be paid out today. Mandatory payoff on everything. Well, you know what happened. Bombs away the day before, and nothing but pretty short-priced horses for the rest of the day yesterday. Keeneland, highest-priced winner Keeneland yesterday was a $17.60 winner that got there just in the nick of time to beat out Jonathan Ardoon's play on this show. Jonathan, on this show, had the winner. That was at Gulfstream Park. I take that back. Jonathan Source finished third, however, at Keeneland. But in any case, the highest priced winner was $17.60. Rich Ng did come with a winner at Keeneland. It came in a pick six race. That was Bourbon Heist, paid $5.74. So here's how it went in the pick six. A $5.94 winner to start it out, then $11.02. Remember, they pay down to a penny on the payoffs at Keeneland. Then the $17.60 winner, the $5.74 winner that Richie had, then $6.66, and then $7.14. So the biggest priced winner in the sequence was $17.60, a horse that was 4-1 on the morning line. So the winning numbers in the pick 6, 8, 9, 7, 7, 9, 10. 6 out of 6, with all that money carried over and all the money that went into it, paid $3,225.46. So there is no carryover today. There is one carryover at Keeneland, and it comes in a super high five. But in any case, mandatory payoff, whatever they put in the pools today, it goes today at Keeneland on closing day. And that's just about the way it went yesterday at Keeneland after Wednesday's big bomber day at Keeneland. At Aqueduct yesterday, they had an $83.50 winner. That upset winner came right in the middle of all the race-over-race pools. It came in the fifth race. They completed the early pick four and early pick five. Well, was also in the early, the late pick four, the late pick five, and the pick six. So the pick six did not have a winner yesterday as a result of that $83 winner. They got a carryover at Aqueduct today in the pick six. The fives paid $322.
at Aqueduct yesterday. Linda Rice had a winner yesterday. And, of course, Manny Franco won the first race. He came back and won the last race at Aqueduct for a double there. And, well, out of that $83 winner, everything else, all the other races at Aqueduct paid $10 or less yesterday at the Big A. Now we get to Jonathan Hardoon's bad beat. Of course, Jonathan, in the last race, gave us escape room. And this horse was in the back of the pack most of the way, swung wide at the top of the stretch, and Avellino had the lead at the 16th pole. You could see that escape room was coming at him with full force. We just thought that maybe it would be the timing that's going to count. It was going to get close at the wire. It was. Avellino held on to win. Two jumps after the wire. Of course, Jonathan's horse was in front at 5-1, but he finishes second. By the way, the horse paid $6.80 to place in that race. Avellino paid $14. And Edwin Gonzalez had a couple of wins yesterday, along with Lionel Reyes at Gulfstream yesterday. All right, on today's show, we've got Jonathan Hardoon standing by, Rich Eng, of course, John Lindo, Jerry J's picks as well. And we will be back because they're anxious to give us the commercials. So we'll be back on the Race Day Show right after this.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Friday, getting it ramped up for this weekend. This is kind of the quiet weekend, the weekend of wait before all the crazy stuff starts next week, that's for sure. But we do have some stakes races. Golden Gate, of course, will feature the San Francisco Mile. That'll be the last stakes race ever at Golden Gate. And, of course, Aqueduct, Churchill Downs will kick in with a stakes race as well. Oaklawn Park has a couple. Santa Anita will have a grade three, and Woodbine, of course, starting this weekend, will also have a stakes race on Saturday, Sunday. Aqueduct, Santa Anita, and Woodbine come back with a stakes race each as well. So it's kind of a lull week, but nevertheless, we're looking ahead now to all of the Derby horses, what they're doing, how they're behaving out of Churchill Downs there, how they're working out there over the racetrack, and certainly we'll be taking a look over the weekend at the 7-day forecast for Louisville and see if, this time of the year, they may very well have, rain going through there, but we'll wait and see. As far as the weather today, looking at the map today, there is a lot of action going on in the Midwest from Iowa down to the tip of Louisiana, and it's making its way east. In California, Northern California, Central California through Nevada here, there's a lot of action going on. As a matter of fact, today we expect here in Las Vegas later on this afternoon to have a little bit of rain coming through. Right now it's 56 degrees. We're going to top out at 64 today. And then after this system moves its way through, by tomorrow morning it'll be gone. Our temperatures will get start moving up as well here in Las Vegas. And as you know, it's getting popular these days to have the Kentucky Derby Future Book. And what do we got, a Breeders' Cup Classic future book, et cetera. In the old days, it was just bookmakers doing it at fixed odds. But now you got the parimutuel pools going on. Now, the Kentucky Derby has, I think, four or five Kentucky Derby pools. They're all done, et cetera. But now they a couple of years ago, started with the Preakness Stakes and Preakness Stakes future book. Well, they got pool number two and the last one, by the way, for the Preakness coming up. Remember, it's the middle jewel of the Triple Crown. Comes up 2 weeks after the Kentucky Derby, so it's about 3 weeks away in the Preakness. This will be the final pool for the Preakness future book. It is a parimutuel pool, which means that you're going to get the odds fixed in when the pool is closed, not when you make the bet. So remember that. But the dynamic this year, of course, is that Bob Baffert can't go to the Kentucky Derby with the Arkansas Derby winner, Muth, or any of his other horses, his three-year-olds. And so the Preakness future book, where he can run in the Preakness, certainly reflects that dynamic. Because in the Preakness future book, Muth, the winner of the Arkansas Derby and heading to the Preakness Stakes, they say, is the morning line favorite at 3-1 for the Preakness future book. Or the middle jewel, Preakness future book, is at 3-1. And now all the other horses, that most of the other horses in the Preakness future book are running in the Kentucky Derby. So now you have to think to yourself, how is this horse going to do in the Derby? And will, in fact, they move from the Derby to the Preakness when you're making that Preakness future book bet? And so we will wait and see what happens there. Fierceness is at 9-2 on the morning line in the future book, and let's see where Sierra Leone is at. I'm going to take a look for Sierra Leone here. Sierra Leone is at 6-1 on the morning line. This is a morning line, of course, for the future book. It starts today. It will go through tomorrow at 3 p.m. Pacific time. It will close, so it's just a little two-day window. Actually, one full-day window. It'll be opening today, and it will close at 3 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow. All right, time to get to the racing menu today, reminding you that the first post times we broadcast on this menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas, you're going to go to the book races here at the South Point, right behind us. These will be the first post times that roll out in the race books today. If you're going to go to the races anywhere else, and you know we're worldwide, so we're in a whole bunch of other time zones, you got to adjust to whatever time zone you're in to the Pacific time zone. First post times are Pacific. Don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. Here's the menu for today. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park. By the way, I do want to mention, well, I'll get to that story in a minute. Laurel Park has 9 races, and their first post time is 9:25. 9:25 at Laurel. They have a pick 6 jackpot carryover, $8,227. That's the pick 6 carryover at Laurel Park. Their jackpot, $8,227. However, they have a regular pick 5 carryover at Laurel Park today of $12,280. Regular pick 5 carryover, $12,280. First post time at Laurel is at 9:25. All right, it's closing day at Keeneland. Mandatories. Everything goes out the window. But Keeneland does have a super high 5 carryover. That's $27,787. And as I say, it's a mandatory payoff on all the pools today at Keeneland. Their first post time is 9:30. They got 10 races. And their feature race on this closing day is the Bewitched Stakes at a mile and a half on the turf for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up. And in this field, War Like Goddess is the 3-5 favorite. You got to see this filly. She is something else. She has won 15 of 18 races. She's been in the money, I should say. 15 of 18 lifetime races. Of those 15 in the monies, she's had 11 winners. 11 wins. She is 3-4 on the turf at Keeneland, and she is going for her 4th consecutive Bewitched Stakes win today at Keeneland. She's looking for her 4th win in this particular race. What a race mare she is. War Like Goddess, 3-5, and the favorite in the Bewitched Stakes today. It's the 8th race on the card at a mile and a half. 9 are entered before any scratches. 10 races today on closing day at Keeneland. Mark this now, folks. If you're looking at the screen and you're listening at home, first post time is 9:30. It is earlier today at Keeneland because they have a sale, a horse sale going on later on today at Keeneland. So they got to get the races done earlier. First post time is 9:30 today on closing day at Keeneland. Tampa Bay Downs has 9 races, and Tampa Bay Downs' first post time for their 9 races, 9:35. And then we go next to, if I can get these pages to work, here we go, next to Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has a first post time today of 10:10 for 9 races. Their pick 6 Rainbow Jackpot carryover, $286,080. $286,080. And first post time at Gulfstream is at 10:10. Then we go to Aqueduct, the Big A in New York. They tell us at Aqueduct that it is sunny. 55 degrees will be the temperature at post time. Sunny it is. And, of course, no carryovers in any of their pools there today at Aqueduct. So the first post time for eight races at the Big A is set at 10:20 at Aqueduct today. Following that comes Oaklawn Park. Oaklawn Park has 10 races. Their first post time is 10:30 at Oaklawn. Santa Anita kicks in today. Santa Anita's first post time is 1 o'clock this afternoon. 1 o'clock at Santa Anita for their 9-race card. And then we go to Golden Gate in Northern California. Golden Gate has a pick six jackpot carryover, $82,785. First post time at Golden Gate today is set at 2:15 for their 7-race card at Golden Gate. Evangeline Downs has 9 races. Their first post time is 3:30. And then we wrap it up with Charlestown with their pick six jackpot carryover, $9,938. 8 races. First post time at Charlestown is at 4 p.m. And they also have a pick five carryover today, a regular pick five carryover at Charlestown. That stands at $53,349. So you've got quite a bit of action going on as far as carryovers between the jackpots and the pick fives, but a couple of nice pick five carryovers at Laurel and at Charlestown today. All right. Let's bring in Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
How are you?
Well, give me the good morning again. You weren't on it in time.
Good morning, Ralph.
There you go. In any case, did you hear about the Fierceness workout? What'd you hear?
I saw it on X, and it looked very impressive. You know, I mean, he's supposed to look impressive. He was a favorite going into the Derby. You know, but all systems go at this point. But you still got a week to go, and let's see what happens. But so far, so good. And again, post position is going to be key for a lot of these horses.
You know, when I was talking about the Preakness, the future book there, it's a different dynamic than the Kentucky Derby future book. The Kentucky Derby future book, you know, unless the horse gets hurt or something, usually the intentions are to win and get enough points and get in the race. You know that going in when you play a future book for the Kentucky Derby. But now you're looking at the Preakness future book. It's going to have, you know, all the horses that are running in the Kentucky Derby. But you and I know that everybody points for the Kentucky Derby as far as horsemen are concerned. And if the horse doesn't run well in the Kentucky Derby, they, you know, give the horse a rest or regroup and see where they're going next. A lot of them do not stay on the trail for the Triple Crown and go to the Preakness. The only horse that you're almost guaranteed to do that is the winner of the Derby. And you know that in a 24-horse field in the Kentucky Derby, maybe 10 out of the 20 are going to be going on to the Preakness. So now when you look at the Preakness future book, you got to figure out the horse you're betting in the Preakness future book. If you think that horse, you know, that horse has got to run big in the Kentucky Derby to have a chance to go into the Preakness and, you know, at least enter the field for your future book bet.
You're going to have to find the fresh faces, because unless you win the Derby, my personal belief, unless you win the Derby, there is absolutely no reason in the world to run 2 weeks later in the Preakness. All you're going to do is ruin your horse for the rest of the year. You know, you squeeze him to the max to win the Derby, and if he comes up short, you give him time off. You know, you could possibly point to the Belmont, but that's a mile and a half. You have big races coming this summer, the Travers, the Haskell, Pennsylvania Derby. You're not going to want to fry your horse, you know, by the end of May. That's crazy. So if you're looking to bet the Preakness future book, you either bet who you think is going to be the most likely winner of the Derby, and then you could pick some fresh faces. Well, that's why the Baffert horse will be the favorite in the future book, because they all think he probably would have been the favorite or co-favorite in the Derby. He's not going. He'll be the fresh face. And, you know, that's the way to go. You don't want to bet horses that are coming out of the Derby and expect them to come back on 2 weeks. It's just a bad thing to do.
Yeah, unless, like, they run 1, 2, 3, and the guy who ran second and third said, well, you know, a better trip, we might have won, and then they go on. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Stuff like that. But if a horse finishes fifth on down, you're going to figure that he's going to get a rest.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, it makes no sense, especially if you think you have a nice horse that has a bright future ahead of them. You know, you don't want to fry them too early. They only have a number of races in them. They're not machines. They all go bad sooner or later. Unfortunately, that's the nature of the game. So you want to keep a horse together as long as possible.
Not even a question about that. And the final appeal, of course, for Muth was denied. So we know he's not going into the Derby. They're going to be pointing him. So they say, for the Preakness Stakes. Yeah. So we'll wait and see about that, that's for sure. Talking about Laurel, we were, or at least I was, about the carryovers and all that. You know, two jocks went down the other day at Laurel Park, Xavier Toledo and J.G. Terrilba. Terrilba, by the way, is the leading jockey right there right now at Laurel. They went down in, in an accident in a spill on April 26th. Terrilba is going to return today, April 26th. This spill happened about 5 days ago. But Toledo, I guess, broke his collarbone, and they said he's going to be out 2 months.
Yeah, well, he had surgery on his collarbone. The other kid, if you remember, he was riding in Southern California as a bug, and he decided to transfer to Laurel, which was probably a smart move since they run a lot more often, and they have bigger fields and more opportunities. If you're a bug boy sitting in Southern California, well, I don't know how much business you're going to get unless they're specifically looking for a bug boy, because when you got the jockeys that they have sitting in the room without full fields, you drop on the totem pole in a hurry. So he did the right thing. He went to Laurel, and that's a good place to go. Ken DeSormo started in Laurel. A lot of apprentices did real well there, and I guess he was trying to follow in their footsteps.
Yeah, Kent DeSormo did well there. And, of course, we know the McCarrans, Chris McCarran and his brothers. Sure, yeah. But that's going back a little bit further. That's during my time. But in any case, that it's always a good proving ground for jocks to get started in racing. That's for sure. And like I said, the actual spill happened 5 days ago on the 21st. But Terrilba is coming back today. And Toledo, which is one of the top jockeys on that circuit, going to be sitting around waiting for his collarbone to heal. So we wish them well, that's for sure. All righty. Well, that horse you gave out at Gulfstream Park was about as live as you can get, but no cigar because...
And a good price, too, 9-2, Ralph. Yeah. I thought we were getting up. The next jump, we had it, and I don't know.
Yeah, you
and
know...
Even the horse that... At Keeneland, I thought he rebroke at the top of the stretch, but a mile and a half, obviously a little too far. But they both ran well.
Yes, and that's you know, it's what we're all looking for, and only what we're looking for are live horses from our handicappers. And you know, we have to put up like everybody else does with some racing luck, and so we'll move forward here today. And we can't wait to see you live and in person here in the studio, et cetera, next week when we do all this stuff for the Kentucky Derby, including, of course, the special we're going to have here on Thursday, this coming Thursday now. It's
that show's over already.
No, it isn't.
By this time next week.
Oh, yeah, by this time next week it will be. Don't tell me that. Did I miss it? All right, time to get started. Let's do some horses. Let's get some picks.
All right, let's go to Aqueduct. Look at the second race today. By the way, a beautiful day in New York. The sun is shining. It's in the 50s. A little crispy, but it's a beautiful day. Second race today, I like the number 5 horse in here, Augustine Red. This is a 3-year-old colt from the Linda Rice barn. She has 2 horses in this race. This is the other Rice horse in the race. Draw a line through her last race in the Bayshore. She wasn't allowed to have Lasix that day. Her previous 3 starts with Lasix, all good enough to get the job done here. Trevor McCarthy aboard to ride, 4-1 on the morning line. I like number 5, Augustine Red, to win today's second race out at Aqueduct.
And you talk about jocks who started their careers in Maryland. Trevor McCarthy, of course, one of those, and he is aboard Augustine Red, the 5 horse in the second race at Aqueduct. Your selection, number 5, in the second race at the Big A, and it looks like a fun day of racing there, that's for sure. Second race, you like the 5 at Aqueduct. Where else?
Let's go to Santa Anita. Look at their second race today, 6 furlongs. It's a maiden claiming event. And I love the number 5 horse in here, Mr. Leisure. This is a 3-year-old from the Doug O'Neill barn, makes his first start as a 3-year-old, earned some good figures as a 2-year-old. 3 of those starts sprinting. All 3 of those races were very good. The only bad race was routing. Well, he returns to the races today and he gets an overall. He's been gelded since his last start. He gets the addition of Lasix today for the first time. Antonio Frisso aboard to ride. 7-2 on the morning line. I like number 5, Mr. Leisure, to win today's second race out at Santa Anita.
Second race, Mr. Leisure is the pick. Second race, number 5, Mr. Leisure at Santa Anita. Mr. Frisso aboard for that one. And I do believe that in the early going, this new Hollywood meet, that the Frisso is the leading rider there at Santa Anita. So, of course.
Well, he had 5 winners. He had 5 winners opening weekend.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that probably put him in the lead.
And, you know, with Flavian Pratt now moving on and the other jockeys.
No Johnny V, no Frankie Dettori. They all checked out and they all left town. So it's a good chance he'll be leading rider. Him and Rispoli and Juan Hernandez, I guess, will be fighting it out.
Yes, they certainly will. That's for sure. All right, so we got the 5 in the second race at Santa Anita. Again, first post time 1 o'clock. So the second race should go about 1:30. And Jonathan, you got 4 sheets today, huh?
Yes, we do. We have closing day at Keeneland. We have Santa Anita. We have Oakland, and of course, Aqueduct.
And talking about closing day at Keeneland, you know, if you don't bet this race, you really just got to watch the Bewitched Stakes today with Warlike Goddess. I mean, she is a gem of consistency.
She really is. She fires every time. She's got no early speed. She comes from out of the clouds. People like playing horses like that. She's a fan favorite, certainly on the East Coast. And, you know, she's a terrific career, really.
You know, I got to say that Joel Rosario has ridden her a lot of times, but Junior Alvarado has taken over riding her in the last her last 2 races. So he'll be back again on her today, while Rosario scales a 10-1 shot in Atomic Blonde. So we might take a look at a little bit maybe in an exotic with Rosario's horse.
Well, that's Bill Mott. So you know that Junior Alvarado is going to ride for Bill Mott. We spoke about it yesterday with Resilience in the Derby, and this is just another case of where he's taking over more Mott horses.
Not even a question about that. And I want to thank you so much, Jonathan. Just make sure you got a full stack of pens and your Ouija board, your dart board, and all that other stuff going, because we're going to be doing a lot of handicapping next week. That's for sure for our listeners. Thanks a lot, my man.
Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, you got it. Coming up next will be Rich Eng. He's going to come in and talk with us a little bit and tell us. Don't forget to tell us about Kentucky Derby Advanced Edition that's coming up. Boy, it's going to be a hot ticket come Tuesday. Don't go away.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas, and now we're going to go to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning. Well, my man, you got the printers all set and ready to go. You got plenty of ink in the printers, a lot of paper there to get ready for the Kentucky Derby Advanced Edition, which now I understand is going to have the full Saturday card in it.
Yeah, the Kentucky Derby Advanced is going to be all races at Churchill on Saturday. Last year, they had 14 races, Ralph, including the Derby, of course, and all the supporting undercard stakes. But, you know, if you're a serious handicapper, you're going to want to get a hold of this on Tuesday morning so you can start putting pen to paper and handicapping usually what is one of the most entertaining cards of the year.
No question about that. That's for sure. And, you know, we're going to need all the help we can get because we also have to handicap the weather at this time of the year there, at least for the turf races, and find out what horses kind of like a little give in the ground if it gets the track gets in off conditions. But we'll wait and see about that. In any case, it'll be out wherever they get their racing form now. That edition will be in that same place come Tuesday morning, right?
That is correct. Participating race books here in Las Vegas and Laughlin. And if I could repeat the phone number, if people outside of Nevada want to order it, we'll put it in the mail on Tuesday morning. But just call my office, Daily Racing Forum Office, Las Vegas, 702-261-9400. 702-261-9400. You can place an order, and I will personally mail it to you on Tuesday morning.
Richie, you got two sheets today. You got a Keeneland sheet and a Santa Anita sheet. I know that Keeneland wraps up today. Will you be doing anything outside of Santa Anita over the weekend, especially with Churchill and next week, obviously, as well?
Well, I don't do Churchill except for the fact that I do want to remind folks that for the last 10 or 11 years, I've been doing full card handicapping for Brisnet.com. on the Oaks Day and Kentucky Derby Day cards. And it's usually 6 or 7 pages of analysis, and they're available at the racedaylasvegas.com website. It's been very popular. I get a lot of repeat business because I put a lot of sweat equity into that, Ralph, and do the best I can to point to live horses.
Yeah, you do. You do about a half a page a race on each race, analyzing the three horses that you pick in your selections, as well as giving a scenario of how you think the race is going to go. It is well worth it, that's for sure, Richie. And, of course, we'll have you on the show to give us a few of the insights on the big races right here for the race day viewers and listeners, that's for sure. All right, well, we can get started with a pick or two.
Yeah, well, finally had a nice winner at Keeneland. And yeah. Ice got the job done with Ira. That was a brilliant ride, Ralph, if people saw the race and bet the race, because that horse had no early speed. So it was kind of at a disadvantage. But Irad Ortiz put the horse into the race early. He was sitting third on the outside. And when he kicked in, he didn't have as much work to do as if he was coming from last year in the back. So great ride by Irad. As far as picks, let's go to the Keeneland, race number 9. I like a horse who's probably going to have a similar trip to Bourbon Heights, but that's the number 5, Royal Spa. This horse is 9-2 in the morning line. Good price. Flavion Pratt riding for Rudolph Brissett, but this horse is exiting 3 stakes races in a row for this allowance. It's a drop in class, and this horse should see enough pace to close well. Number 5, Royal Spa, race 9, Keeneland.
All right, Keeneland race course in the 9th race, the 5, Royal Spa, and that is, of course, 2 pieces of the late pick 4. I say 2 pieces because you got to think that Warp Will I Goddess is almost a singleton in the Bewitched, which is the race before that. So in your selection, the 9th race, which is a pretty difficult handicapping race on the card, it really is a wide open race. You like number 5, Royal Spa, number 5, Royal Spa in the 9th race at Keeneland on this closing day there. And I would imagine we're going to Santa Anita next.
Let's go to race 4 at Santa Anita. It's maiden claiming 50 cowbreds. A horse that jumps off the page because exits a key race is the number 2, Donita Rose. If you take a look, the horse that beat Donita Rose, Women's Call Air, won next time out. And the horse that ran third also won next time out. big rider switch to J.J. Hernandez. Let's go with the two, Danita Rose, 9-5, race four, Santa Anita.
All right, Santa Anita's fourth race. You like the two, Danita Rose, the two in the fourth race with Juan Hernandez aboard. That's at Santa Anita, the two in the fourth race. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, that Jerry's, well, Jerry's as well, as it'll be on the show, but Richie's selections are on the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites, both today for Keeneland and tomorrow, today for Santa Anita, and of course, and all of that good work that he's going to be doing next week for the Derby, et cetera. So his selections at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. And thanks a lot, Rich. Oh, by the way, you've been watching, you've been checking out the NBA at all?
You know, this is a great time of year to be in Vegas because you got the Stanley Cup playoffs, you got the NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball's in full swing, and of course, we always got horse racing. And Bell Tower Park, as I said yesterday, is a new signal to Las Vegas. So lots to bet on.
And what about our Golden Knights? They're doing a good job. I know that they're defending the Stanley Cup, and a lot of people didn't think that they would be as proficient this year as they were. But in the first round of the playoffs that they're in, they're what 2-0 right now?
Yeah, they won both games at Dallas. And in all candor, after the first game, Ralph, where Mark Stone and three other regulars returned to the lineup, they look really good. And I made a future book bet on the Knights. I was able to get, believe it or not, 11-1 still on the Knights after game one. Now they're down to about 7-1, but they look really good. You got to win 16 games to win a championship in pro sports, and they're 2-0, so they got 14 more to go.
Well, and they might be gelling at the right time, that's for sure. And of course, we got the NFL, you know, the draft going on too as well. So it's a lot of exciting good stuff happening, that's for sure. Thanks a lot, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All righty. We're going to come back with Jerry J's plays for you. Jerry Jackowitz plays. He'll be back with us on tomorrow's show. And of course, John Lindo to wrap up the show for you on this Friday. Oh, man, we can see it now. I can see it now. The roses are blooming. We'll be right back.
From the South Point Studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down. Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yeah. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock.
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
Alrighty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Let's get you Jerry J's Power Page plays for the listeners right now. And we're going to go to Aqueduct first. And at Aqueduct, Jerry has his original play was scratched in the sixth race. So we're giving you his second play, which is another feature play on his sheet. That'll be in the eighth race. In the eighth race today at Aqueduct, he likes number five. His feature play is number five, Short Shift. Number five, Short Shift, is his feature play and top selection, his top-rated horse, I should say, in the eighth race, the five. The link-ups include the next rated horses on the sheet, and they are numbers 1, 6, 8, and 10. And the eight horse at 30-1 on the morning line is a V horse on his sheet. So the 5 over 1, 6, 8, and 10 and reverse in the eighth and final race today at Aqueduct. And then we go to Santa Anita. And at Santa Anita, Jerry has his selection in the sixth race at Santa Anita. It is a maiden race at 5.5 furlongs. And in that sixth race, he likes number 10, Santorina. Number 10, Santorina, the 10 horse in the sixth race, is Jerry J's play. And in that race, his next rated horses for link-ups include the 1, the 3, and the 6. So you have the 10 over 1, 3, and 6, and reverse the 10 is the play there. Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Santa Anita and all Aqueduct available at jerryjspowerpage.com. And Jerry will be back with us tomorrow morning. We now go to John Lindo, standing by. John, good morning. Doing fine, my man. We're getting a little small front that came through. We're gonna get a little rain this afternoon, and then it's gonna be out and gone. But the temperatures did drop a lot from one day to the next, and then they'll start creeping back up for the weekend. But that front does not look like it's gonna make it to Southern California.
No, we're in good shape. We had some clouds out here last night and this morning, but I don't see anything that we have to worry about as far as today. Consider it fast and firm on the turf today at Santa Anita.
And taking a look at Santa Anita, we've only been in operation for a weekend, but Antonio Frasu seems like he had a fast start.
He got off to a good start. A lot of guys were out of town last weekend. Frasu won 5 races opening week. He's the leading jockey. Kyle Frey had a good week. He had 4, and then a bunch of guys had 3 wins, including Mike Smith, Kazuchi Kimura, Edwin Maldonado, and Hector Berrios.
Okay, so, I'm gonna have to repeat that because the signal is kind of jagged right now, and we got every other jockey. So the guys grouped in 3 behind Frey and Frasu include Mike Smith and Giovanni Franco, Edwin Maldonado, Hector Barrios, and Kazuchi Kimura. Correct?
That is correct. Yes.
All right. What about the trainers?
Trainers, as far as the trainers go, just a real bunched up group. Peter Erton, Mark Glatt, Labrador Baroccio, and Jeff Mullins each won 3 races. So they're tied for the leading trainer after 3 days.
Now, the favorites continue to click at Santa Anita. We're done with the winter and spring meet. Now we're into the Hollywood meet, and it's still holding firm, isn't it?
Yeah, there was enough favorites last week where the favorites are holding from December 26th at 42% for the meet.
Wow, we got to get that. We got to get that changed a little, don't we? That's for sure.
Well, better card, gambling cards today and tomorrow for sure. There's some depth in these fields, so hopefully it won't continue at that rate all the way through the rest of through June.
And you know the good thing about it, at least for players who don't want to accept favorites in all these races that seems to happen. At least there are some of the races there that you get really a prohibitive favorite, an odds-on favorite that have been beat in the races, in those races.
Yeah, it can. But, you know, when you're winning at that higher rate, that tells me a little bit about the depth of the fields and the options that you have. So, it's hopefully goes down a little bit toward the norm. But as many long shots as we saw at Keeneland this week, they were at over 40% going into closing week.
Yeah.
So the handicappers have been pretty sharp.
Yeah, no kidding. It's working out real well right now. We've got a big week coming up next week. You'll be here in town with us and in studio for the special on Thursday. And, of course, Friday with the seminar and the Kentucky Oaks Day card. And, of course, Saturday for the Kentucky Derby. We're going to have a lot of fun and certainly a lot of challenging races. Good cards both on Friday and Saturday at Churchill and even on what they call Thurby Thursday. A couple of 3 stakes races there as well. John, before we get started with a selection at Santa Anita, give everybody your schedule for the Lindo Report for this and next week.
Well, we'll do Santa Anita this weekend. We've got Keeneland and Santa Anita today at the South Point. And then next week, I will do the Thurby card at Churchill Downs Thursday, and then we'll do the Oaks card, full card Friday, and the Derby card Saturday. And then Santa Anita next Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it'll be Churchill Downs and Santa Anita next week. And Ralph, before we get started in the handicapping, 1 key late scratch today.
Yes, sir.
That was Warlike Goddess. She is out of the Bewitched today. So that
what?
Opens up that feature race. Yes.
What? What? Did they say why?
Nope. Just saw her on the list of scratches as it came out just as before I came on the show with you. So she is definitely out. She was 3-5 on the morning line. So that's going to be a different kind of race.
Well, no kidding. You ain't just a kidding there, pal. Warlike Goddess scratched in the Bewitched, but she has 3 Bewitched races already, so we're not crying too many crocodile tears for her. But I hope she's okay,
And sometimes, most of the time with these late scratches like that, it's because of the track vets, right?
It could be a regulatory vet. She could have come up with a fever this morning. It could be a lot of things. But you trust Bill Mott. He wouldn't have entered her in the first place right. If she wasn't okay.
Yeah, you got to think that got to be, maybe a HISA person or something's out there doing that. But whatever the case may be, she scratched. Leaves it a wide open affair, though, now. And that's going to be a good betting race, at least. That's for sure. If nothing like a showcase with her, and it's certainly a good betting race on that. And I would imagine that Vergara, who was second choice on the morning line at 4-1 with Flavian Pratt, becomes the morning line favorite now.
I would guess she'll probably be favored. She was the 4-1 second choice, and number 5, Lovely Princess, was the 6-1 or 8-1 third choice. So it just tells you how strong a favorite Warlike Goddess was in the Bewitch. So that race completely changes. The only other scratch out of that race is number 2, Queen's Command. So down to a field of 7 in the Bewitch today.
All right. Big scratch, though, number 6, Warlike Goddess. Did you hear anything about the workout from Fierceness this morning?
I saw the video of the work. He was tremendous. Worked 48 and change, but he galloped out about 10 lengths in front of his usual workmate, the Agate Road. And I tell you what, Ways and Means worked for Chad Brown getting ready for the Oaks. She worked a half mile in 46-1 by herself.
Wow.
And that track was pretty quick this morning, but those two horses were really impressive.
Yeah, let's not forget that the Kentucky Oaks is going to be a very competitive, as competitive as the Kentucky Derby is, and we'll be doing that. We'll be going over that here with our handicappers, yourself, Jonathan, and our other handicappers on the Thursday show coming up at 3 o'clock Pacific time, the special Kentucky Oaks Kentucky Derby Day preview. And of course, we'll be going over the Kentucky Oaks Day card because that will be the next day and that'll be on Friday. So it'll be interesting. That's for sure. Got a pick?
Yeah, let's go to Keelan first. In the 7th race today, number 2, World Record, worked heads up with a horse named Mulliken, who's the 3-1 second choice in race 6 today. That's an allowance race. So this is a first-time starter that held his own with a good allowance horse in the morning for Flavian Pride gets aboard. I think this horse can run. If we get the 6-1 morning line, we're going to take it. Number 2, World Record, race number 7 at Keeneland.
All right, 7th race, the 2 horse is John Lindo's play at Keeneland. 7th race, the 2, and at Santa Anita.
Go to race number 4. I'm going to take on Rich Eng in the 4th race. He has Danita Rose. I think there's a lot of pace to go with Danita Rose, including number 8, Ace Ace Baby. It sets up for number 1, Nancy Griffith. Improved a lot, second time starter. Third time today, adds blinkers. This is a good move for the Steve Miotti stable. Has to get off the rail, but a 6-1 still worth trying it. Number 1, Nancy Griffith. Race number 4, Santa Anita.
All right, 4th race, you like the 1. I got a Sirocco play out of you guys as we close up the show. 4th race, the Sirocco play is the box of the 1-2 there, but you like the 1 horse in that race. Don't forget, full Lindo reports for Santa Anita and Keeneland in only one place here in your gaming capital, right here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, complimentary. They love horse players. They certainly love John's work as well. John, you got one more thing to say. Say it quick.
Have a great race day, everybody.